This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean, around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working, helping in the coronavirus and COVID-19 effort, whatever it is you're doing, helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there, even though oil's a little bit rugged right now, but the guys and gals that are out there getting that oil, keeping the energy moving around the world, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and Google us, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can find us just about anywhere. All right, and right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, unlike everybody that's going to start with a coronavirus story tonight and all this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, there are three major stories going on in the world right now that supersede that in any sense of the argument. Now, number one, North Korea's Kim Jong-un reportedly has not been seen for a little while. And all of a sudden, we get this story that comes from CNN. They reported Monday night. CNN's chief national correspondent, Jim Sciutto, noted that Kim, who had been recently missing things like the birthday celebration of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, he is apparently in grave danger because of and I'm going to use the words they used, a cardiovascular surgical procedure. In other words, he had heart surgery. However, our intel community, who's investigating this through the sources that they have, and a couple of reports coming out of North Korea say that this may be a lot more than that. This may be a situation where Kim has been taken out of his leadership position in North Korea. Now, if that's the case, he's got his sister, right?
That's right.
And she would be the one that you would think would take over, right?
Possibly, yes.
They haven't seen her in 2 weeks either.
That's exactly right. And she only made her first public statement last month, we understand, where she condemned South Korea as a, quote, frightened barking dog. And so that's right, Captain. We haven't really had a lot of info about her and haven't seen her at all lately.
Now, this cannot be verified, but there is a paper called the Daily NK. It's a Seoul-based newspaper and website that gathers information from informants inside the isolated nation of North Korea. And they reported that Kim underwent a cardiovascular surgical procedure and was now mostly recovered. However, this other story totally debunks that. And it was impossible to immediately verify that report, which the Daily NK said was based on one person inside North Korea. So we don't really know what's going on, and we're going to have to keep our eyes and ears to the grind, but it's extremely possible that North Korea may have a new leader soon.
That's right, Captain. We're going to have to wait until the sun comes up, so to speak, to see what may have happened. Of course, Kim is 36 years old. He's known to be a heavy smoker, and also he has had a weight problem, obviously, and this has maybe contributed to the need for the heart surgery, if that's the actual story. But again, with these kinds of regimes, we have to wait and see until we finally get some concrete information.
And there's a third story that's emerged about China getting involved in this, and maybe the president or the CCP in China wasn't happy with him firing a bunch of missiles up in the area when they were trying to quell this all of this coronavirus stuff.
That's right. And again, we live in unprecedented times, Captain. We're seeing things happen that, people would say, well, you see this in a movie kind of a thing. But events can move very, very quickly. And the control of North Korea, especially since we know that they have said, at least officially, they have no coronavirus cases. We don't know what's going on internally, and that's where there may be a lot of turmoil.
Yeah, and that's very hard to take, considering the whole region is infected with it. North Korea and China are basically next door to each other, so the whole region is infected with it. But here's the other thing. There are three separate stories going on. This is a major development in the scheme of things, because this could, again, on the behalf of South Korea, this could open things up even more so for South Korea with North Korea, or if they go really hard line, and this is the hardliners that did this, then obviously they're going to take an about face, and South Korea will be pretty much on their own again, as will North Korea, and we'll see things get worse instead of better. But I'm not sure. I just have a feeling about this that things are going to get a little bit better in the relationship between North and South Korea, because North Korea cannot stand alone anymore in the environment we find ourselves in right now. If you think we got problems economically, North Korea is in dire straits.
That's correct, Captain, and they're starving. So one would hope, if there is a change in power, that they will be open to what the South and what other countries can help them achieve. Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and yeah, we'll wind up talking about the coronavirus thing. But before we do that, we got to talk about President Trump and the big news there, because the president has suspended, by executive order, it'll come tomorrow, all immigration into the United States. And I can guarantee you the Democrats will find a liberal judge to stop that. And then it'll wind up going to an appeals court. And then here we go again.
This is the Captain's American Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, it's that time of the year, and spring is here, summer is coming right around the corner. And even though they're saying you can't do this and you can't do that, and by the way, we'll get into a story about Tom Brady and what he couldn't do. But the fact of the matter is, you remember what you used to do before your pain stopped you? Well, I do. But think about this. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, tell me that most of their happiest customers tell them that if their spouses and friends are happy too, they're happy. So there you go. Now, in other words, yep, you just like to get out of pain with Relief Factor to do the things you want to do with your family and your friends. But it's just important getting out of pain is to bless those you love, and that's a good thing too. Now, they miss not taking those nice long walks or golfing or playing tennis or playing softball or doing whatever. And the 100% drug-free Relief Factor could be the answer to your back, your neck, and your hip pain or any kind of pain. It's worked for me for 4 years. Now, due to aging, exercise, or even everyday living, Pete and Seth created this 3-week quick start just for you. It's like a trial pack to see if you can get out of pain too. All you got to do is order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, and you can do it for your family and do it for your friends and do it for yourself. They want you back to normal, believe me. So go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me that you can go to and start out with the trial pack, the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Relieffactor.com/captain. And believe me, you'll find out like I did that the doggone stuff works. It's all natural. There you go. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, just when you thought you couldn't be outdone with a major story coming out of North Korea, now we turn to the president and the announcement last night that he will be signing an executive order today suspending all immigration into the United States.
That's exactly right, Captain. The president is doing that. Obviously, it's going to cause some pushback on that.
The Dems are going to go ballistic.
They certainly will. But it's interesting to note, though, of course, that almost all the processing of visas by the U.S. State Department, they haven't been really doing that for several weeks now.
Stopped.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this helps to codify that, but also to make sure, in my opinion, that that what the president's trying to do, he's trying to make sure that that anyone else who could travel from another part of the world into the United States doesn't come in with the coronavirus. And from everything that we've heard about the so-called asymptomatic carriers, sounds like not a bad plan at this point.
Well, no, and he did this before, remember, with shutting down the travel from some of the countries where the coronavirus was. It wasn't just China. There were other countries, too. And he stopped the... He stopped the immigration from Mexico and from, Ecuador, Guatemala, and Honduras, and all that stuff. And, of course, they went and they challenged all that. And they're not going to let him get away with anything. They're going to turn around and challenge it again. Watch and see. He's going to have to go, the government. And it's a whole bunch. And every time they do this, it's more money they're wasting at taxpayer expense.
Well, certainly. And that is...
And they don't care.
No, and they don't, and that, because the name of the game is to find some way to damage the Trump presidency, and even so, Captain, that if most Democrat elite want everything to stay shut down, what's more of a shutdown than not having other people come to our country?
And what these people need to understand right now all across the country is the reason, folks, that you don't have your check, say your you know, I remember some, was it Mnuchin said, I guess after 3 days we're going to have a $10,000 check so that you can keep your business going. Or something like that. Remember when he said that?
Right.
Something to that effect? Well, nobody's seen those checks, number one. And nobody's seen a lot of the loan money that's shown up, number two, because the big companies with the big lawyers and the big financial guys and all that stuff that they got, these big departments were in there, and they worked the system, they gamed the system to find a loophole to get in there, some of these companies, and got millions and millions of dollars that was destined for small companies. Now, we do know that my senators, both Rubio and Scott, Senator Rubio, warned of subpoenas coming for companies that abused the PPP. And Senator Scott said the big corporations took advantage of loopholes to get millions of dollars in stimulus loans that were designed for small ma-and-pa businesses.
That's right. And the optics of that, of course, are absolutely horrendous for some of these big companies, but this is kind of how this happened. The way that the loophole is structured is that if you don't have more than 500 people per location, you'd be eligible. Now, if you have a franchise restaurant, for example, that's not corporately owned, then you would qualify. You have a smaller place, and then everybody who has a particular franchise might be able to get some of that money. But if you're a corporate-owned store, basically, if you're and you have all your locations spread out across the United States, and you don't have 500 people at each location, then you're eligible for the up to $10 million loan.
And that's what they did.
That's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And now companies like Shake Shack, we understand, are looking to return that money.
Yeah, because they got caught.
Because they got caught, exactly. Yep. But that was the crucial money, Captain, as we talked about on yesterday's program. The crucial money is there to, in order to make sure that most...
And who is holding up the money that everybody else was going to get because it was supposed to keep flowing? Who's holding up that money, Kyle?
Well, the Democrats, for sure.
Yeah. How about Nancy Pelosi in particular?
Nancy Pelosi in particular.
And the lawmakers yesterday agreed, in principle at least, on $470 billion in what's called Phase 3.5 of the coronavirus deal. Now, that's twice as much, well, it's more than twice as much, it's three times more than what they wanted to begin with.
Well, that's right. And so what's going to happen now, of course, is they're going to send that over to the House once they get their agreement. And
The Senate.
I'm sorry, they'll come from the Senate, I think, to the House.
No. This is coming from the House to the Senate.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it's in the House. All the money bills originate in the House.
Okay. Well, hopefully, if they're able to get this passed, then without a whole lot more holdup. Now, some of the things they're going to say that the Republicans have actually talked about are wanted anyway. But hold on to your hat, because the Democrats, in some way, will continue to talk about this while people are out there suffering in order to get some sort of political gain out of this.
Right, and unfortunately, you're exactly correct, because they're not going to give the president or anybody anything, and they don't care about about these people that are out there on Social Security that are sitting there going, where's my $1,200 check? They don't care about these mom-and-pop stores that are out there going, well, where's my small business loan? They don't care about anybody out there except for themselves and what they can do to, A, destroy Donald Trump, and, B, get rid of all his supporters in the process, because they think that the more they can hurt the supporters, the better off they are and the more support they're going to get. And I'm telling you, the jig is up. I can't wait. And people that I know can't wait to vote in November, on November the 3rd, to vote the Democrats out of office and out of control in the House. They are going to get their butts handed to them. People have had it. They're sick and tired. And then vengeance is coming at the voting booth, believe me.
No, I agree, Captain, and I would submit that the Democrat elite, you know, Pelosi and Schumer and the DNC, they know how badly they're going to lose in November, and so they are trying to get everything they can right now. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they would be in there trying to make it look like they're helping because they know they're going
to
win.
Now, let's go to big story number three before we move over to the other stuff, and that is in Israel. Now, the Israeli government has been put together by Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz. They formed a government, so they now have a deal. I guess it's going to go through. The last time we heard this, it didn't, but I guess this is going to go through, and they're going to govern. I guess Netanyahu starts out first as the prime minister for 18 months or something like that, and then then Benny Gantz gets in there.
Yes, that's true. And so we understand, too, that the Gantz's Blue and White Party is going to take half of all the different ministries in the government, and that includes defense and also foreign affairs. We also understand that part of the plan seems to be that Israel is going to annex some of the Palestinian territories later this summer. So we understand that, of course, Netanyahu will start off as the prime minister and serve out his time, and he will likely still be prime minister even while facing corruption charges and possible trial.
We'll see where that goes, because, again, there's a strong possibility that could be tossed out of court. We'll see. I mean, it's kind of a weird circumstance because it involves, something that his wife got, a gift, a campaign gift or something like that?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and then he was aware of it, or maybe he got something too. I don't know. I don't know exactly the particulars about it. But anyway, folks, those are the big stories. We're not even talking about coronavirus that are leading the news tonight that everybody should be talking about, because they each one is just as important as the other. And Kyle, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, then we'll get into what's going on with the economy and the oil, because oil yesterday did something it's never done. I'll tell you what that is when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic reserves.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points. points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And we're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 592 points, the NASDAQ down 89, the S&P 500 off 51. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root, and he's pretty much the Lone Ranger over there in Las Vegas, where there's no gambling, there's no hotels, there's no nothing in Las Vegas. There's not even a racetrack. You can't go to the swimming pools. Maybe that's all going to change, but then again, I doubt it because they got a Democratic governor, and he's pretty much following lockstep and whatever's going on out there in Kyle Warren State, California. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, let me tell you about Geico. Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or your Geico website at Geico, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, and they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency or by the website, Geico, GEICO.com. So, go over to Geico, GEICO.com. to get a quote and see how that compares with the current insurance that you've got. And keep in mind a couple of things. If you're currently a Geico policy holder and your policy renewed between April the 8th and October the 7th, you are going to get a 15% reduction in the rate. That includes all the new people that are coming on board, too. So you'll be able to save yourself some money. And take advantage of that. Geico, GEICO.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Again, talking about all this different stuff that's going on, we need to talk now about the fact that the governor of Georgia, Governor Kemp, is allowing some businesses to open on Friday If you want to go bowling, guess what? You'll be able to go bowling. If you want to go boating, you can go boating. If you want to go to a restaurant, you can go to a restaurant, but they're going to have to move the tables a little further apart to practice the social distancing, if you will. Bars will have a new rule, no more sitting at the bar. You'll have to be able to stand up, which curtails the amount of people that will be at a bar, I guess. Don't know. I haven't been in a bar in a long time, but there you go. So, and then there's a couple of other things there, but it's just going to be a very positive thing for them. I guess Ohio's coming after them. Texas is right around the corner, but it looks like as if Georgia's going to be the first ones in the block.
That's right, Captain. And of course, what the governor is talking about, Governor Kemp, was talking about the idea that it would not be simply business as usual. It's not just simply open up, but they may have some very, well, what he called basic operations. And that includes, but not limited to, having workers be screened for any fever or any other illness that they might have, respiratory illness. Also, they might...
Well, and patrons, too.
Well, the patrons, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the workers would probably be wearing masks and gloves, if appropriate. The list also includes, this is quite interesting, gymnasiums or gyms.
Yeah, right.
Also, barbershops and hair salons would also be there.
The girls would be happy.
Well, that's right. And then on Monday, we understand as well that movie theaters may also be able to reopen as well. But again, this is going to be under some pretty intense circumstances. And one of the reasons that they're able to do this is because they seem to be leading the way in that phase one that we learned about from the White House and their guidelines that came out just a few days ago. So this may be a model, and we're going to be watching it very closely. Hopefully, this kind of thing is going to get a lot of people back to work in a very safe way.
Well, I hope so, too. But Dr. Fauci doesn't seem to agree with this, because he came on the television yesterday, an interview he did somewhere, and his words were, this is all going to come back to backfire. The people that are protesting, they want things open, and the ones that are opening, he says they're doing it too quickly. It's all going to backfire. Well, I don't think so.
Well, hopefully not. What they are worried about is a secondary wave of infections. But then again, all this is presupposed on different models and different assumptions that have been put into these models. And of course, while we don't want to be reckless, we may see that because again, part of this plan from the federal government is that you have to have a capacity to begin treating if in fact something starts happening again, and then naturally you'd have to pull back again. So we're gonna see how this goes. But there's a groundswell out there, Captain. People don't want to be not safe. In fact, even with businesses opening up, it will be interesting to see if people actually go out in greater numbers. We'll have to see even if that occurs.
Well, here's the problem. They weren't right to begin with, and people aren't trusting what's going on right now because this IHME model that they keep using, they need to throw away. I mean, it's just got to stop. It's not accurate. It hasn't been to begin with, and I've been saying that since day number one, and some people were being very adamant about, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Look at these numbers. Look at this. Look at this. There were fictitious numbers based on the worst-case scenario that never happened.
Right. Again, it goes to the assumptions and the numbers that are put into the models. So it's hard to go from 2.2 million estimate, let's say, to 50,000 estimate, and because then you want to start wondering how did they even get to there to begin with.
You like baseball, right?
Of course, yeah.
The big news that broke out of New York City last night, and this is amazing, and I'm going to be curious to see if this happens. J-Lo and A-Rod are putting together a group through J.P. Chase to buy the New York Mets baseball team.
Wow. I thought I saw a headline about that. Yeah, I don't know too many.
Yeah, you did. I'm the one to put it out there after I got the story from the New York Daily News.
Yeah, well, that's pretty interesting. We'll see how that goes.
This is actually happening. I guess A-Rod wants to be like Derek Jeter.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Because Derek Jeter bought into the Miami Marlins with a group down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. But it could be worse, right?
True. True.
So let's see, what would we call the baseball team now? The New York J-Los?
Yeah, well, you never know. But
no, they'd probably keep the name because that name is a classic. Everybody remembers that. I remember the 1969 Mets.
Well, exactly. But, of course, the big question, Captain, is will there be sports in New York anytime
well,
soon?
Not according to de Blasio yesterday. He was talking about there isn't going to be any large gathering of people, sporting event or otherwise, until sometime way late into the fall, if at the earliest, was his words yesterday.
Yes, exactly, and that gets into football season, and for a lot of people,
Why they have New Jersey.
Well, right.
They can go play a game in New Jersey, right?
That's true. Yeah,
and which is where they play anyway. They can go play in New Jersey, and there won't be any crowds in the stadium to begin with, which is going to make it kind of funny. But they'll play a game with an empty stadium.
Right. Well, but again, it's be interesting to see, especially when we project that far into the future, which is only really a few months away. But most people, Captain, are not willing, I think, to go that far and go in, way into the fall and into next year with a lot of restrictions. I'm not saying good or bad. I'm simply saying I think people are going to get to their limit on this thing.
Now, there's one additional story, that really good story, and that's the South Dakota governor. Now, it's a female. I don't remember her name. Doesn't really matter at this point. But she did the right thing in not shutting down her whole state, and they were talking about it last night. She was on, I think it was on Hannity. But she was talking about it last night, talking about how, you know, South Dakota is not New York City. It's not Los Angeles. They got wide open spaces. She wasn't concerned about any of that. And they're doing just quite nicely. Thank you.
Well, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all, and it's Governor Noem, I believe, in South Dakota. And she did say they're following the CDC guidance, but they made the best decision for their state. And so this is quite an interesting phenomenon, Captain. You get criticism of President Trump if he dictates, quote-unquote, to the governors, but if he lets governors make their own decisions, then they're not getting enough support from Washington. It's really interesting to see how all this politically plays out.
Right, and of course, we're going to take a break here very shortly, and we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. All I'm going to tell you right now, folks, because I'm going to get into the story in a little bit more depth, I have never seen the price of oil listed at a negative. The futures this morning for oil, 1 year out, are at minus $43 a barrel for West Texas crude.
Yes, this is unprecedented, and it's because there's so much out there, ready, in other words, there's so much being stored already.
You can't eat it.
And the demand is so very low that when this futures contract expires, It actually expires today, then we may see a little bit of a turnaround. Right. But
hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, going to take a look at the national weather for all the truckers out there, the Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. And I got another jamming song coming up here. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's the original soundtrack from Eddie and the Cruisers, and that's, of course, Some Like It Hot. That's one of the window songs that was there for the movie, Eddie and the Cruisers. And again, that's an actual movie based on a group. And I can remember back years ago when they were down there playing in Asbury Park at the Boardwalk in the Convention Center. You used to go down there and watch them and Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and, gosh, the Brooklyn Bridge when they were around when they first started. Matter of fact, they were the opening band. And then there was the Box Tops and all those. Wow, you talk, and old Bobby Rydell, Frankie Avalon, we got to see all those guys. And then I got to meet him again, and Kyle's on the line here, I'll bring you in. I got to meet Frankie Avalon, Fabian, and Dion, was it Dion? Oh, Frankie Avalon, Dion, and Frank Sinatra Jr., and the other one that was in there. I can't, there was like four of them, four different, heartthrobs. They were all traveling around, and I got to meet them several different times.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
As a matter of fact, I was their driver.
Wow.
Yeah, I did driver security for them at one time. I did that sort of stuff. But it was a lot of fun. Okay, and I also did it for Rick Springfield, and that was probably the weirdest experience I ever had because he had the girls chasing him all over the place.
Well, that's true. Back in the day, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, Dr. McFeely. All right, well, let's take a look at the weather. Severe thunderstorms are possible again today in the northeast and the south central plains. There's going to be a fire weather concern in the southern high plains a little bit later in the week. Now, this vigorous system that went ripping up through here yesterday with tornadoes and every other doggone thing, we had one in Sanford, Florida. We had one up here north of us in Citrus County. We also had some really bad storms, did some damage across central Florida and up into Georgia and South Carolina. But the system is headed now up into the northeast and the middle Atlantic, where it's going to trigger some more severe thunderstorms with damaging winds from the D.C. Baltimore area up to New York City. Now, severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally heavy rain will be on tap today, possible also in the south central plains. And finally, a critical fire weather threat is going to consume the southern high plains through Thursday out there in Arizona and parts of New Mexico. Now, Kyle, I'm not sure, but it looks like there's a system coming in off your coast.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. And we have a little bit of rain predicted, I believe. And it was a cloudy day here where I am in Southern California.
Yeah, and there's some high winds, it looks like, on the high desert tonight up around Barstow. Also, out west, about the only other thing I see to bother you is some winds down there in the hot temperatures in the southeastern corner of Arizona, Tucson in particular, over to the New Mexico line. But way up on the Canadian border in the middle of Montana, there's about a 25-mile and about a 25-mile deep stretch of rain up there. Now, moving over into Michigan, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got some rain and some cooler temperatures up there with what looks like some frost warnings up there tonight. You've got some rain in the northern part of Michigan and some wind in the northeastern side around Detroit. Looks like there'll be some breezy conditions in northern Indiana and western Ohio, and there'll be rain along the Mississippi Valley. And then we've got the remnants of some rain about halfway across Georgia, it looks like, through the Atlanta area. Looks like a chance for rain and a little bit of chance for rain still in the panhandle of Florida.
That's right, Captain. And as you mentioned, some of these storms in the south and especially in the Texas area, some of that's going to bring some rain to places like Laredo, we understand. And they haven't had a whole lot of rain this year. They've got only about 43% of what they normally get so far. So some of this is going to be welcome, but we still could see some bad storms.
And in the lee shore of Lake Ontario from about Rochester over to Oswego over towards Pulaski, the Tug Hill Plateau, on up the to Watertown and up to the St. Lawrence Seaway. You've got rain today, along with some windy conditions in the upper parts of Vermont and Massachusetts, because that system is headed up through there today. And you might have a bit of a problem in Connecticut today, as well as Rhode Island and Massachusetts with the weather there. And that's about all I see tonight, Kyle.
Exactly.
All right. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about here, because the drastic step that the president has taken, and it is rather drastic when you say, that's it, we're temporarily banning all immigration. And, of course, right away, the Democrats chime right in. Well, this is unconstitutional. This is, I mean, everything you can think of, they can say they said it. Oh, and by the way, one of the jackasses on the Democratic side, AOC, and I'm using a polite word for AOC, and I guess I will call her a jackass tonight because she hasn't done anything any different. When we heard about the price of oil going to negative levels, which is something that never happened before, right?
Right, right.
She was lauding it, saying, well, that's fine. It's just right. And then she deleted the tweet she put out.
Well, sure, because obviously, you know, she didn't realize at the moment she was tweeting it, I'm sure, just how, what a horrible statement it truly, truly is. But at the very least, Captain, it gives us a window into how some of these people think, in terms of their ideology, and that ideology just doesn't fit with, you know, things humming along, going well, everybody having a job and everybody working for a living. They want something very different. They want a government control. This is one of the reasons why you see these pushes for, well, mm-hmm. let's give everybody $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff. They're trying to push in their ideology.
Yeah, and let's give a little shout out to some of the folks that are chiming in right now. We got Chris in Massachusetts, and I've had Sondi in Wisconsin, Steve in Thailand, Cousin Vinny in Tennessee, Richard DeMarine up in Oregon, Wally, of course, Amanda is in there, Sam the Paper Man, or Sam the Paper Relocator, Lynn up in Cape Cod, our buddy Bill here in the local area, Chuck up in Ocala, and let's see here, Gene down in Costa Rica, JW, who's listening to us in Clearwater, Eddie Floyd, who's out there, that's your buddy out there, KCKQ in Reno, and he's up late all the time, or early, or whatever you want to look at. We've got Patrick up there in New York State listening to us tonight, and we've got Margie, my little Margie, is listening to us tonight, so hello there. So that's the crew that's been chiming in so far in the chat room.
Yeah, hello to everybody, and welcome aboard, absolutely.
And if you want to converse with us, the way you do it is you go to the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You like the page. Once I see you do that, then I take you and put you into the chat room. And I'll automatically put you there. And then it's up to you if you want to stay in there and converse. Fine. If you just want to see what's going on, sit back like some people do. They sit back, don't say anything, and all of a sudden, boom, you hear this monstrous statement made by somebody about whatever, right?
That's right, yeah, but always fun.
Yeah, it is. We have a lot of fun. All right, here comes the music. And, folks, Kyle's going to be with me into the next hour, the next couple of segments here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Iowa. They sent the National Guard to defend their meatpacking plants. And it wasn't from illegals. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.